All right, welcome back. It's June 4th, 2026. I'm Tim, he's the Grinch, and this is our News Banter Edition. Welcome to AIIMU Football Talk, your daily football conversation covering breaking news, transfer rumors, match reactions, fan opinions, and the biggest stories from around the world of football. Today, we're diving into the latest headlines, the hottest debates, and everything football fans are talking about right now.
And that's bollocks, by the way.
If Kane plays less than 80 minutes in any group stage game, I'll chug a whole pint of flat, warm Carling live on our next episode. Come on, anyone who thinks Kane's going to be happy riding the pine for half the group stage has never watched the man play for England, ever.
I've seen this movie before, right?
He'll badger Tuchel until he's starting every minute, even if he's got one leg hanging off.
Hold on, the data suggests otherwise. Yep, Kane's logged 4,423 competitive minutes this season. That's almost 500 more than last term. He was half dead at the Euros with that back injury. Objectively speaking, Tuchel's got no choice but to rest him for the easy group fixtures. This isn't even my take. It's coming straight from reports out of China earlier today. The latest from writers embedded with the England camp right now.
Oh, piss off with your camp sources. Next you'll tell me you've got a source at Carrington leaking Tuchel's team sheets to you over WhatsApp, mate.
I do have a source at Carrington. Actually, he told me last week the FA has already got a rotation plan locked in for the first two group games. Wait, no. Hang on. Carrington's United's training ground. Right. England are training somewhere else for the warm-ups. Whatever. It is the middle of the day and football Twitter is already acting completely normal. Which is to say, not normal at all over these roster rumors. Same difference. The point is, Tony and Watkins are getting way more minutes this time around.
Mate, your source at Carrington probably works in the fucking canteen selling steak pies. Look, I get the logic, heat, 48 teams, extra knockout round, blah blah, but Kane's the only finisher they've got that doesn't bottle it on the big stage. I mean, it's like owning the best meat pie in the whole pub, but you choose to eat the sad cheese and onion pasty from the petrol station instead just to save the pie for later. You don't bench your best player just because he's played a few extra minutes.
You're telling me Watkins, fresh off winning the Europa League, scoring the winner against Netherlands in the Euros semi, is a bottle job. Come on, if we look at the underlying numbers, both Tony and Watkins have a higher XG per 90 than Kane in the last 6 months of the season. They're more than capable of carrying the group stage load, no question.
All right then, let's put money on it. I bet you Kane starts all three group stage games, full 90, no substitutions. If I lose, I'll do the next three episode intros wearing that god-awful neon Brentford away shirt you got me as a joke Secret Santa present last year, live on air, no complaints. If you lose, you have to delete your weird little Carrington source contact and stop bringing him up every time we talk international football. Deal? That's all for today's episode of AIIMU Football Talk. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to follow for more football news, transfer updates, match reactions, and fan opinions from across the global game. Until next time, enjoy the football, and we'll see you in the next episode.